bestie. Welcome or welcome back to the Bold and Badass podcast. I'm your host, Lacey, and I'm fired up that you're here because I am so tired of women feeling inadequate for not being further along in life and like they're crazy or ungrateful even for wanting more. On this show, I'm going to help you cut through the noise, turn your setbacks into your success story, and become the most bold and badass version of you. I'm talking about calling in the most exciting opportunities, experiences, and people into your life and claiming the abundance that is your birthright. So if you're ready to make some serious magic happen, grab your coffee and water and let's fucking go. Hello, beautiful. I'm so glad that you're here. Happy freaking new year. It is officially 2024 and I am so excited for this year. I literally roll my eyes at those people who are haters to New Year's resolutions, to goal setting, vision board stuff. I love vision boarding and goal setting. I do them every year. I do them multiple times throughout the year, but my favorite time is for a new year. And I think the people that, you know, hate on it and complain about it, it's probably because they've never actually seen one through. They've never actually completed a resolution they've ever made. And their main sentiment is, well, why wait until the new year? Why not just start now? Why wait? And I get that. I do. But I've also never seen someone who finished a goal all the way to the end or followed through on their commitment to themselves look back and say, that was stupid. I'm not doing that again. That's never been the case. So if you're somebody that wants to set goals and do the vision board and set yourself up and have all the hype about it, forget about anybody else who's talking shit or hating on you. You're the only hype that you need. And I think there's a lot of power behind it. Speaking of which, I'm going to be hosting a vision board party / goal setting workshop here in the next few days. At the time of this release, it's either going to be happening the first weekend of January or the second week of January. Haven't officially decided on the date because I'm still talking with a few women who want to be a part of it and we're trying to figure out schedules. So there's still time if you want to join us. Feel free to send me a DM on Instagram @boldlylacey and we can add you into the loop if you want to join us on that vision board party / goal setting workshop. It's going to be so much fun. So anyways, what I wanted to do in this episode is I wanted to share a practice with you that I have been using now for the past 4 months that has been honestly a game changer. I kind of started it as a little experiment and now it's literally a daily practice. I haven't missed a day in the entire 4 months that I've been doing it, and it's going to be a staple practice for me in 2024. And it's a manifesting practice. Y'all know I love the topic of manifesting. So you've heard me bring up this conference probably multiple times in the last few episodes, but I went to a conference in Denver this past September 2023, and I took away so many golden nuggets from that conference, and I've been implementing a lot of them into my life, my daily habit, and this one I'm about to share with you is one of the ones that has stuck and has really made a difference. So there is a total freaking power couple in the personal development space, Lori and Chris Harder, and they call this practice the Power Nine. So what it is every single day they have a check-in with each other and they say three things they're grateful for, three things they're excited about, and three things that they're manifesting. Now this is super powerful for manifesting, and I'm going to tell you why, but each of these steps contributes to you creating a life that you're lit up about and a life that brings you joy and fulfillment, and really is a powerful practice to activate the law of attraction. What is the law of attraction? The law of attraction is just a universal law that says like attracts like. So high energy attracts high energy. Low energy attracts low energy. You get the idea. And the way that you use this to manifest is you intentionally get yourself into a high frequency state. And you do that through these three practices. So let's break them down. The first one is three things that you're grateful for. All you're going to do is think about what is good in my life right now. In what ways am I supported today? And this doesn't have to be some big grandiose thing. Like I have my dream car. I'm so grateful for my dream car. I'm so grateful that I have thousands of dollars in the bank. I'm so grateful that I have this big, beautiful house. If those things are accurate, you can certainly be grateful for those things, but they don't have to be these big grandiose things. They can be as simple as, I'm so grateful I have food in my fridge. I'm so grateful I have a warm bed to sleep in. I am so grateful I have warm clothes to wear. But the key is that you're genuine. It's not things that you're making up or trying to manifest. It's things that you currently have, and it's really opening your heart and feeling truly grateful for those things. Think about what it would be like if you didn't have those things. Think about how lucky you are, how lucky you actually are to live in the part of world that you live in, to have access to the resources that you have access to, the education that you had, the skills that you're gifted with, the support system you have, the tenacity you have to figure out life, to survive. If you really open your heart up, you will be able to find some things that you're grateful for. And the first part of the practice is to say what they are and then feel gratitude. Gratitude is the highest frequency state that a human or object can be, and gratitude is the energetic state for receiving. So the more gratitude you have, the more you will be opening up your heart to receive. The less gratitude you have, the more you're closing your heart and therefore will not receive. In fact, you'll lose. So that's step number one, three things that you're grateful for. Step number two is three things you're excited about. This step is all about opening up your mind to possibility. Turning on the creative part of your brain, the part that experiences hope, ambition, wonder, that part of you that is anticipating something really good. And this one might even be a little harder than the first one if you feel like you're not in a place where you have a lot of good going on in your life. But the key again is to genuinely be open. Open up your heart, open up your mind, and think about three things that you genuinely feel excited about. It could be something that's happening today. It could be something that's happening next week, next month, next year. It could even be something that you're working on as a 5 or 10 year goal. Maybe you don't have an end date in mind, but you know you want to change something. You know you want to improve something and you're excited about that. It could be you're excited to move. It could be you're excited to go to a show, a concert. It could be you're excited for a date. It could be you're excited to pay off a bill. Get out of debt. It could be you're excited for a fresh start. Whatever you can think of that you can muster up even the smallest ounce of excitement, that's what you want to do here. And after you say what they are, you want to let yourself feel genuinely excited. Allowing yourself to feel excited changes your physiological state. It puts you into a better mood, a better energy frequency, and that actually changes the chemical expression of your body. It changes the types of chemicals that your brain signals to your body to release. So when you're focusing on feeling good, excited, grateful, your brain sends chemicals to your body to keep feeling excited, to keep feeling good, to keep feeling grateful. So you get more of that naturally. And then when you're feeling good and excited, you are more likely to take actions that you wouldn't have taken if you were not in a good headspace, or if you had no motivation, or if you felt like everything was going to shit for you. So these first two steps are all about changing your physiological state, your mood, your energy, and opening yourself up to receive and to take action. The third step is to call out three things you're manifesting, aka creating or want to create. So manifesting is a buzzword that for some people is very polarizing. I don't know why, but manifesting isn't magic. It's genuinely just science. It's the process of creating. The key for this one is not to know the how, but to be very clear on the what. What is it that you want to create? Do you want to create health in your body? Do you want to create a smaller body, a bigger body? Do you want to create inner peace, healing? Do you want to create a certain relationship? Do you want to create a certain outcome in your job, a promotion, a change of department? Do you want to create a new job altogether, something you're more fulfilled by? Do you want to call in material items? That's okay as well. But what do you want to create in your life? What do you want to call in? What do you want to attract? This is where you call those out and you're very, very clear on what they are. But again, You don't need to know the how. You just need to know the what. Once you have the what, you're going to acknowledge what they are, and then you're going to let go of the how. You don't need to know the how. All you need to do is be grateful, excited, and clear. And the reason that you're saying these things you want to create, is because it keeps it top of mind. So for example, when Isaiah and I first started doing this, we had some big goals, but we also had some silly ones, like sex positions. He would say them jokingly, like, I am manifesting. And then he would say, like, this sex position. And while it was a joke, we would end up doing it that same week. And you're like, yeah, Lacey, like, he told you what he wanted. So all you had to do was do it, and then it was fulfilled. That's not manifesting. No, that is manifesting. Manifesting is just a fancy word for creating, for calling something in. All he had to do was be clear on what that was, speak it into existence, because how would I know if he never told anybody or never spoke it out or called it out, and then feel grateful and excited about it? So that was one thing that we used it for. It's just a small, funny thing. But I also manifested $600. I bought this really beautiful couch on Facebook Marketplace for $600. And it was cool and all until it got here and I realized it was backwards. It was an L-shaped couch. And the L was shaped the wrong direction for my living room. Isaiah tried to tell me it would be fine. We can just position it this way or that way and we'll make it work. But a few weeks went by and I was still hating it and I wanted it gone ASAP. So I decided I'm putting it back up on Facebook Marketplace. And I was 99% sure that I was not going to get $600 for it again. One, I have a dog that sheds micro-sized hairs. It's like really hard to get off of anything. And secondly, Jalen had projectile vomited on the couch days before I decided that I want to get rid of it. So I genuinely thought that it was going to be $600 down the drain, or at the very minimum, I might get $200 or $300. However, for the next 2 days, I was grateful that we had a couch. A nice couch. I was excited to look for a new couch, the couch that was going to be perfect for our living room. And I called out that I was manifesting $600, whether it be for the couch I was selling back to Marketplace, or whether it be I had an additional really small couch in the garage that the neighbors gave us. And I was going to throw that in to sweeten the deal if I couldn't get the $600. It took literally 2 days. 2 days. I was prepared to wait for much longer than that. But it took 2 days for not just one, but two people willing and ready to pay the full $600 to come pick up the couch themselves and at my earliest availability. And because I was so grateful for that and I knew that I manifested it, I threw in the second couch for free. So it was like an added bonus for them when they came to get the other couch. They were so grateful for it. I was so grateful and happy, and it all worked out. And I know for a fact that I manifested that, because I could have easily just said, well, that's $600 down the drain, which would have had me in a negative mindset that I just wasted $600. But instead, I let myself be grateful. I let myself be fulfilled, excited. And then I got exactly what I wanted. I also manifested losing 10 pounds. I got married this last June of 2023, and it was a really busy season for us. So there was a lot of going, not much resting, a lot of eating not so great, and my health kind of took a back burner. So after it all ended, a few months went by, I realized that I had put on a few pounds. I was completely unaware during everything. Started realizing that some of my clothes weren't fitting. Some of them were fitting tighter than usual. I just wasn't feeling as confident as usual. So I decided I'm going to lose some weight. I want to get back to a comfortable size, a size that feels good, both physically and mentally. And every day I felt grateful for the body that I have. The body that gets me places, the body that creates, the body that does things around the house, the body that builds. And I felt excited about what I was building. I felt excited about what I was creating, the progress I was about to make, the new level of energy I was going to unlock. And I called it out daily. And so again, manifesting isn't this magic term where it's like you sit, you think about it, and then it just magically happens. It magically appears. It doesn't work like that. Manifest is just a fancy word for create. And when you call out your manifestation, you're just keeping it top of mind. You're keeping yourself reminded of what you want to create and what you want to work towards. Because if you just write down your goal and then it sits in your closet and you never look at it, you never think about it again, how likely are you to be making progress on that goal or to be taking action towards that goal? You're not, because you're not thinking about it, out of sight, out of mind. But if you have a sticky note on your desk, you have a sticky note on your bathroom mirror, you have a sticky note in your car, you have a sticky note in your closet, you have a sticky note on your fridge, everywhere you go, you see and you're reminded of that thing that you're creating, that you're manifesting. You're more likely to feel motivated or inspired because you're constantly reminding yourself of what the other side will look like. You're constantly reminding yourself of the progress that is to be made, of the end result that is attainable for you. And that's all it is. Maybe you've heard the term frequency illusion or blue car syndrome. All that is when you put your focus on something, you start to see it more often. If you're thinking about blue cars and you're focused on blue cars, you're gonna see more blue cars on the road than you might have seen if you weren't paying attention to that. Where focus goes, energy flows. Whatever you put your focus and energy into, you create more of. So that's what this step is all about. It's putting your focus on the opportunities that you want to create so that A, you'll recognize them when they show up in your life. You'll actually take notice when they're being presented to you. And B, you'll be in a state of gratitude and receivership. You'll actually be open and in the right frequency state to actually attract that outcome. Or that end result. It's truly all a mind game. Your brain literally doesn't know what's real from what's fake, which is why sometimes you feel triggered or you feel anxiety when nothing has even happened yet. Anxiety is a perceived issue. Your body responds according to what it perceives might be happening. So you can trick it for the better, and better yet, train it. You can train your mind and your body to feel grateful. You can train your mind and body to feel excited. You can train your mind and body to manifest with ease. Before we wrap this up, let me tell you about the biggest thing I just manifested this past year that really ended my year with a bang and was truly the cherry on top for me. So one of my manifestations that I repeated every single day for the last 4 months was that I am going to pass all of my classes. Now, I'm a decent student. I show up to class every day. I sit up at the front. I do all the homeworks, but I do have a bit of test anxiety. And I have to really apply myself to learn and understand the information. And one of my classes, I was pretty much golden on attendance. I had made 100s on all the homeworks, 80 to 100s on all of the quizzes, and full points for all the workshops. However, on the exams, I bombed the first one, borderline passed the second one, totally bombed the third and the fourth one. All I had was my final left, and I had basically did the math and figured out that the only way I could even pass the class, not make a good grade, the only way I could even pass the class was if I made a 100 on the exam. Or in this case, it was a 200 because it was out of 200 total points. If I didn't make a 200 on the exam, there's no way I could pass the class. So one part of my brain had accepted, but then there was the other part of me that wasn't stressing about it, that was grateful for being back in school and excited to learn, and that was manifesting passing all of my classes. And let me tell you what the fuck happened. A bitch got a 200 on the final exam. You're lying. I'm not lying. But let me tell you how. This is where the magic comes in. Let me add in this disclaimer. I have been manifesting more magic into my life. So in this case, magic is definitely involved. When I tell you that the teacher for this class is one of those teachers, you know those people who take their job way too seriously? They are overly by the book. No exceptions ever. Doesn't matter what's happening in your life. There's never an excuse. There's never a reason. Yeah, she's one of those. And also, this is a basic level class, and she treats the class like you're in medical school. some of the problems that she would give us were just truly unnecessary and almost as if she was trying to trick us or make it harder than what it should be. So let's get to the juice. What happened basically is we take our exams in a testing center where there's like hundreds of computers in a room. And it's a dead silent room. All the computers have privacy screens, but you sign up to go during a specific time slot. And it just so happened that on the day and the time slot that I signed up, mind you, there's like three different days and like dozens of different time slots. The people in charge of the computer lab decide to do some kind of master reset to their software. And the grading process is fucked. There are hundreds of students who tested and the system cannot compute the grades correctly now. So now they have to manually grade every single student that was in there, but they have a deadline. So to not drag this story out anymore, it was impossible for them to manually grade every single test by the deadline. So she was forced to give every student full credit, a full 200 points for the exam. And that is the first and last time in the history that that has ever happened and definitely will ever happen because you bet they're learning from that mistake. But how freaking amazing is that? When I saw the email, girl, when I saw the email, my jaw dropped. I busted out into laughter. I went into Isaiah's studio and I was like, you have to come see this. I was like, you are not going to believe this. I passed the freaking class. How the hell did I do that? I was like, I manifested this shit. I fucking manifested this. There's no other explanation. And I'm sure you can come up with a dozen explanations, but I'm choosing to believe that I manifested that. Why? Because it empowers me. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel grateful. It makes me feel excited. What else can I create? It opens up my heart to receive more good things, to receive more success, to receive more positivity, more positive outcomes. And that is what this is all about. You truly can manifest strategically, but the biggest key to it is to not just go through the motions. It's to actually feel grateful. It's to actually feel excited. It's to call out your big audacious goals, the circumstances you want to create in your life with confidence that if you have the desire in your heart, then it was meant for you. It's already yours. You already have the tools, or at least the resourcefulness to go and get the tools. And if you just believe and allow yourself to dream from a childlike state, then your possibilities are literally limitless. So I really hope that was helpful. But to wrap this up, I'm giving you an action step. If you want to bring this practice into 2024 with you and you want to start creating your biggest, boldest life, this is how you're going to do it. Immediately after ending this episode, you're going to reach out to someone that you could see as an accountability buddy. Somebody that you talk to frequently. They get bonus points if you talk to them every single day. And you're going to schedule a set time to have this talk with them every single day. Me and Isaiah have it while we're cooking breakfast. You can do this whenever you want, but it needs to be a set time for every single day. And preferably sometime in the first half of the day. So that you'll carry that energy with you throughout the day. If somebody comes to mind, but you're not sure they would be into it. Maybe they think you're a little cuckoo, kind of like Isaiah does with me sometimes. You can sneak it into conversation. As a matter of fact, this is actually how me and Isaiah started doing it. He doesn't know this. But when I came home from the conference, I was like, I want to try this. But if I present it as another personal development practice that we're going to do, he's not going to receive it. He's going to be like, okay, here we go again with the cuckoo shit. So I just asked him one day, what are you grateful for? And then I brought just very casually in conversation. Oh, cool. What are you excited about? Oh, cool. What's something you're manifesting? And just casually like brought it into the conversation. And then I kept doing it enough times where I subconsciously reinforced it. Like I subconsciously created that habit with him. So now we know, like he knows the practice now. But in the beginning, it was me creating the habit for us. And we've both manifested from this, not just me. So that's option one or two for the action that you're going to take. The third option, if you cannot think of anybody, you don't have any consistent people in your life, or there's no one that you trust or feel comfortable doing this practice with every single day, then write in a journal every single day when you first wake up. If you don't have a journal, do it in the notes app on your phone today, and then get your ass to a Walmart and go buy a journal. You can find one for like 99 cents. It doesn't have to be cute or fancy, just something that you can write in. You want to do this every single day. It's really cool if you can do it with someone because you get to share your goals with each other, share in the excitement, share in the gratefulness. And if you're doing it with a partner specifically, you kind of always know what your partner is excited about or what they're wanting to create in their life. And you can contribute in some ways to that. Kind of how I did with the sex positions. But even if you don't have a partner or somebody that comes to mind that you can do this with, just putting it out into the world and expressing your gratitude and excitement makes it more real and more tangible than if you just keep it inside and keep it to yourself. So whichever route you go, at least do something. And if you would like my DMs to be your accountability buddy, please feel free to shoot me a DM every single day of the three things you're grateful for, excited about, and manifesting. I have an accountability partner where we try to check in every single day, but some days we literally just text each other what we're doing that day, and we don't require a response. Sending the text is more for me than it is for the person on the receiving end. It's putting it out into the world. So if you want to use me for that, please feel free. But whatever you do, do something. You have to take action. Taking action is your mind's way of showing your body and the world that you mean business. You're serious about creating this. So let's do it. I'm creating my biggest and boldest year ever in 2024. And I want to see you alongside me creating your biggest, boldest year ever too. 2024 is the year of exponential growth. Let's fucking go. Thank you so much for being here. And queen, give yourself a high five for showing up and committing to be the best version of yourself for you and your people. You are such a badass for that. If you got anything good from this episode, would you send the love back by DMing me on Instagram @boldlylacy, letting me know exactly which part resonated with you? These types of messages empower me to keep showing up, and they also help me understand the types of conversations you really care about. All right, bestie, we'll talk again soon, but for now, it's time for you to step up and start being the badass that we both know you are.